This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ask Reddit at 740 here on a Tolo Tuesday, commercial-free expressway on your official home of the Dallas Cowboys here on Sean and RJ. And somewhere along the way, we hook you up with Luke Bryan tickets. If you don't win at this hour, you can get them at 9 a.m. as well. But the Dallas Cowboys back on the practice fields, Ford Center at the Star in Frisco. Over to our insider, Bobby Belt.
This will feel a lot like training camp this week, almost like a mini version of it. A mini camp, if you will, is what the Cowboys are getting involved in. This will be, we get 3 days. We get Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, where this is mandatory. So everybody's supposed to be in the building. Whether you're on the field or not, you better be in the building.
Well, I have a good update.
Do you?
From the great Shireen Williams, Micah Parsons, and Trayvon Diggs have reported.
There we go.
They're already there. Shireen on ProFootballTalk.com. They were there to undergo their physical. Both are expected to be in attendance for the mandatory starting tomorrow. Diggs, who could miss most of, if not all, the season with a knee injury, is not cleared for any on-field work. Micah is expected to skip team drills without a contract extension. She also adds that Jerry previously expressed displeasure with Trayvon's decision to rehab in Miami. He did it in 2023 after tearing his ACL. His contract stipulates he must take part in 84.375% of the offseason program in order to avoid a $500,000 de-escalator in his deal. Diggs is believed to be the first player who could see his base salary lowered if the Cowboys enforce the clause.
Where the hell did they get that number from?
I'm sure it's like it's a raw number that then it's just broken into a percentage. Like there's some raw baseline
so he has to
where
be there for 200 days,
something like that.
It's
yeah,
breaks. Okay.
Did Shireen? Was that Shireen's line in there that said Diggs expected to miss most, if not all, the season?
Yes.
I don't think that's the expectation right now.
Shots fired, Shireen.
No, I love Shireen. I'm just saying, like, it's completely unclear. But I mean, Stephen Jones and the Cowboys have left open the possibility he could be ready at the start of the season. They just don't know yet.
Would they consider the meat of the schedule?
I mean, yeah, if you were available for all the games, I would assume so. Yeah. That'd be pretty high up there.
Yeah, because Atolo yesterday said you can't bring Jair Alexander in here and keep Diggs or get rid of Diggs. Well, I would look at it as Diggs insurance. This is close to being true.
If this is close to being true, this makes sense, right? If that makes sense why they would.
Yeah, I mean, if they felt like they were depleted like that, but I mean, I would think they'd be looking to bail on that contract at that point, like some sort of injury out or something along those lines. But I mean, that'd be huge. Their rhetoric publicly has been that they are not shutting down him potentially being available for the beginning of the season, and it doesn't feel like fluff. I think they just genuinely have no clue right now.
But Shireen says they were at the Star yesterday, so that's good.
So Tommy Yarish over at DallasCowboys.com has his five questions that he has done every week of these offseason practices where he just looks at, these are the five things that we're looking at today. So he has his five questions ahead of Cowboys mandatory minicamp and what we should be monitoring. And number one is, how involved will Micah Parsons be? So we know he's there, just like you were talking about, Sean. But the biggest thing is going to be, will he be on the field at all? Will he do anything on the field? And I don't think so. Hmm. I think he'll be in attendance. He'll probably have a jersey on over, you know, a T-shirt and shorts. I would be stunned if he ever has a helmet on while we're out there. I'd be stunned if he's ever doing anything on the field. But standing there, listening to play calls, doing different things, being involved, absolutely, I could see that being essentially the extent of his involvement, which I think for a lot of people, they know Micah Parsons and his ability. They don't necessarily need to see him out there doing so. They want the classroom work is more what they want. So as long as he's in attendance getting that, I think the Cowboys are probably pretty happy.
Yeah.
Number two, do the Cowboys look to add at positions of need? He says talent acquisition is a 24/7 process for the Cowboys, and there's still areas for improvement on the roster. Defensive tackle and cornerback seem to be the most glaring question mark positions with a lack of depth and injury struggles at both. And this is a critical time. That's going to be one of the things that I'll have my eye on, is this is the last chance for anybody who's here practicing to make enough of an impression on the coaching staff and the front office that they say, all right, we're comfortable for the next 6 weeks until we get to Oxnard. Because this is typically when you get to the end of minicamp, if there's anything you don't feel comfortable about, next week you're working people out and you're signing somebody. And you're just like, let's get somebody signed, give them 6 weeks to get ready and ramped up, but we can't go into training camp with this group of players the way they are. Dallas did that last year at linebacker. They've done it in years past with corner, safety. So I wouldn't be surprised if as they go out there and look at this rotating group of corners that they have with Diggs out, probably not Jair Alexander, but that they bring in some workouts at corners next week if they don't feel great about what they see today. Number three from Tommy Yarsh over at DallasCowboys.com on the five things that he's looking for Cowboys minicamp. What kind of progress has Trayvon Diggs made since his injury? Again, he's reported. That's a positive. Number four, how much will the offensive line rotate? This is something that Schottenheimer referenced last week. It was one of those weird drive-by kind of offshoots where, like, why'd he just drop that info? Where he talked about heavier rotation for guys and that he's moving Cooper Beebe around a little bit. He's moving Brock Hoffman in. He's subbing some guys out. He's giving them some reps. We haven't seen that since we've been out there, but we haven't been able to see every practice, so this could be something that he's chosen not to put in front of us. This would be different. This would be mini camp. We're out there for everything. And so if he's going to be doing any rotation, we would see that out here this week. And then number five on this list for Tommy Yarsh, will Deron Bland continue to make or take most of the slot corner reps? Something that he said he doesn't want to do. He will, but he's just said, I prefer to play outside, but I'll do whatever. The thing that's interesting to me here when you listen
does
to those
five.
Does
a guy not want
to
play slot because turning both ways? And
it's definitely, so yeah, I mean, in it's going to be harder in terms of you've got like the entire width of the field basically that you have to cover. It does require a twitchier athlete, usually somebody who can break both ways quickly and follow whatever they need to do. The thing, yeah, with Bland is he hasn't gotten into specifics as to why. He's just said he's more comfortable outside. I don't know if it's because he likes having the boundary out there and being able to use that as a point of leverage, or if he's got, like Choppy says, the traffic in the middle. Does he not want to get, you know, beat up, bruised in the middle of the field? No telling. But it is something where when three of these five questions are about or reference the cornerback position, that's concerning. That to me says that the corner position is not something that right now you're ready to win with if the season started today.
You have more faith health-wise in Trayvon Diggs or Kyrie Irving's next season?
Oh, man.
Next year?
Staying healthy or being the same guy when he returns?
How much will they play and being the same guy?
I think Diggs will play more than Kyrie does, percentage-wise for the season. I would imagine that Diggs would still have some like a greater percentage of his remaining ability from what he had been pre-injury, but I would trust that Kyrie's going to maximize it more than Diggs would, and I trust that Kyrie's not as likely to get it hurt as, you know, Diggs would. Because Diggs is, at this point, just shown he gets banged up all the time. And the question is,
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You had the big knee injury.
Well, not tackling.
Yeah. You had the big knee injury. You then had reports that your rehab wasn't as aggressive as it needed to be. And then you had something else occur with the knee that you needed surgery on. It's like, okay, if you're not rehabbing this the right way and you're not in the building and this continues to be a problem, I have no idea what you'll look like. I think he'll look closer to himself than Kyrie would, just given Kyrie's age and everything else that happened. But there's a legitimate question about how much Diggs has done damage to his rehab.
What do you think, Dr. Choppy, in terms of both those guys coming back for next season? More faith in who? Whom?
I think Bobby's right that I think Diggs plays a higher percentage of the available games. But I think I think it's easier to come back from an ACL in basketball than football. I don't know why I think that, because there's a lot of cutting, quick twitch,
yeah,
on both.
Kyrie's the especially is going to be a guy who's going to stress that a lot.
I would think. Oh, for sure. But I would say Kyrie would come back as a better player or more close to the original.
Back to Cowboys practice preview with Bobby Belt inside the Star on 105.3 The Fan.
I think something else that we really need to take a look at as we head into this is, what does the rotation look like behind them, behind Dak Prescott at quarterback? So this is going to be our biggest look at the team over the course of those 3 days so far this offseason. And Joe Milton has been really physically impressive at times and has shown you all the traits that made Choppy call him what? A more athletic, or Josh Allen, yeah, if you're athletic?
If Josh Allen was an athlete, he'd be Joe Milton.
There you go. That's the one. When you see all of that, it's, I swear, maybe it's just some sort of effect that my brain is tricking on me, but I swear, when he throws the ball, it sounds like a Nerf football. Like, I hear it whistling through the air. Like, wow. I mean, it's so impressive, the zip that he has on the football. He looks... frazzled. He doesn't make the right reads. I wonder if
this is your tone.
If this season started today, I don't know that Milton's starting if Dak got injured. I don't know that he'd be the first one. I think it would probably
better
be
better processor between Joe and Trey Lance.
Man, seen in the practice is Lance. But Lance, so
damn, Chop, y'all on that Tennessee education, bro. Chop.
Hey, he started at Michigan. Okay, that's where he got his. That's where he was really groomed. Did you see Week 17 last year?
So
where he cost the Patriots the number one pick.
Here's the thing: Lance had very narrow vision. Lance made bad decisions. Lance processing, getting through the progressions, it wasn't as frazzled as it looks with Milton. So, like, I think there's still a little bit of a difference in terms of decision making versus mental processing, like how quickly they get through the progressions, everything else. Lance, to me, was cleaner, at least from what I've seen at this stage, than Milton was. Yeah. But Milton's got a ton of upside and he's shown more. I've seen more highlights in three OTA practices from Joe Milton than I ever saw in the entirety of Trey Lance's time.
Joe won't throw interceptions because nobody can catch the balls that he throws. They're so far over the head of the receiver, nobody can get him.
Well, he's getting a little cleaner with it because he was picked off last week. Oh, he's not overthrowing nearly as much. There's some miscommunication between him and, I think it was, Princeton Fant.
Miscommunication, that's on the receiver as far as I'm concerned.
But again, it was tunnel vision. Like, I remember watching him when he dropped back and he's looking down the field. I was paying attention to Milton and then watching him throw the ball. So I wasn't watching the play develop. But I watched Milton and I was looking at him and I was going, he's staring down somebody. He didn't move his eyes at all. He looked at this guy, and as he was delivering the ball, and I looked, then you see Clark step into frame. It's like, oh, he got that old quarterback vision cone on Madden. His was just a beam.
Nothing will ever be as bad as the Lance pick last year and the flat that he had. That was,
I was going to say, which one? We saw a lot of interceptions from him.
In camp.
Yeah, no, my favorite last year at camp was the one where he's literally just staring directly at somebody in the end zone, throws it into their stomach, and then you hear one of the receivers go, F,
yeah,
after the throw. But, I mean, Milton's going to be a better player over the course of his career than Trey Lance. I don't even care if Milton's processing is worse than Lance's, because just physically, he's going to get by in a number of ways. Lance just is not a football player to me. He's not a legitimate football player, and that's something where you've upgraded naturally there, even if the processing is something that is still a really big work in progress for Joe Milton. The other thing I'm going to be looking for here while we're out there practice, last week when we really saw George Pickens get involved, it was when CeeDee Lamb was out. CeeDee Lamb was there at present practice, but he was not involved. He was kind of standing in the huddle, different things like that. I want to see what Schottenheimer talked about last week in terms of CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens and the way they were operating in red zone situations when they've practiced and how exciting it's been for them. I'd like to see some of that with them together on the field. So I don't know why CeeDee Lamb was sitting out last week, if that was just a rest day, what they were doing, if he'll be out there this week or if he'll be similarly resting. But I really want to see, what does this fully orbed pass attack look like here at minicamp when Pickens has gotten the steps down, gotten the details down, the particulars, everything else, and he and CeeDee are allowed to just flourish within the offense. I think we're going to start hearing a lot of chatter about how different the offense is from McCarthy and how it's going. Oh. I think it's going to look different this year.
How so?
Well, that without dropping too many particulars because of limitations on when we're allowed to identify things or what we're allowed to identify, I just think that it looks different pre-snap. It looks different in a lot of things they do post-snap. I think the structure will be noticeable. It'll be as noticeable. I'm not saying it's the same comparison. It will be as noticeable as when they went from Linehan to Kellen and how it just looked different. It was completely different.
Yeah, the curl routes went the other way. Yeah,
there's your go-to. There it is. A little mandatory minicamp preview with our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt, on the home of America's team, 105.3 The Fan.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tea or menstclinic.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.